Tasties, please. I am your host, Leal, and today is our Valentine's Day episode.
Woo! We love Valentine's Day.
And
I can't wait.
That is, Dr. J is back. She's been gone for a minute.
Yes, I'm back.
And we have BBC, the Black Bachelor coach.
Woo-hoo!
We're so excited for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We've actually decided to dedicate this episode to talking about relationships and, like, you know, lovey-dovey stuff.
That's great because I have zero plans for Valentine's Day.
Wait a minute. When? I thought that was like in a couple of months.
It's in a couple weeks.
Oh, well, that's how I feel about it.
He's gotten lost in January. Just
yes, January has been a long year.
It's now known as the year of January. Right.
It really has. And like, I feel like I've gone through, like, you know, cleanses and like not drinking and then trying to like hermit and just.
And then you mess it all up in one night.
I know. It all just comes crashing down.
Right.
I was thinking of like what we could talk about on this episode. And I was like, oh, we could talk about Galentine's Day and like Valentine's Day. But then I really thought about it and I was like, you know, we haven't talked about like the turmoil and like the craziness of just being like on the dating scene and like the bullshit you have to deal with. So I thought, like, why not discuss annoying text messages?
Yes. Great topic.
Because I feel like we've all either been on the receiving end of that or we've like sent out those annoying like text messages. So I thought we could start with the classic, the submarine text.
I love how you have names for everything.
Wait, what is the submarine text?
I know exactly what it is, but I didn't know what it was called until now.
So a submarine is somebody who's like in your life and then they go underwater, like they disappear. And then like 6 months later, they just come up and just make them, you know, they're just back.
Yes.
In your life. So I thought that would be a good one to start with. So I guess it's just somebody who just comes like, hey, what's up? Out of nowhere, out of the blue.
It's always called, they always come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And or they it's like they can tell that you're like forgetting about them. I feel like guys are like more.
Yeah.
You know,
I would be a captain in the Navy. If,
tell us about these submarines.
If that's what it's called, I would be a 5-star general. Well, you know how life is. It's a revolving circle of sometimes, especially if you're single. Right. I mean, there's people you've hit it off with or. Timing wasn't right at one point, or you were confused if the yes meant yes or the no meant no. So then you just got to double check every now and then, or just see what's up because y'all had a good time. So every now and then, when you're close to a port city, you got to come up because, you know, it'd be nice to dock.
Sounds like you were on a bench and you got like, you knocked one person off, and then yeah. You're like, all right, who's next on the bench?
Well, I think it's interesting how you look at it that way, but. I look at it more as in the guys maybe have a feeling that I might have forgotten that I was annoyed with them or that I was angry with them. And now when they come back, I'm all like neutral again and they can try again.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're like, I wonder what so-and-so's up to. Let me be annoying.
Okay, I had a poignant conversation about this the other day, not specifically the submarine text, but in retrospect, that's what it was. So I'm watching Broad City, which I love that show.
Oh my gosh, yes. Such a good show.
Such a good show. And I was just like, these two girls are Jewish. And then I thought, I remember the girl I used to hook up with that was Jewish. I wonder what she's up to. And so I just hit her up.
Oh, wow.
And I guess by default, that means I was submarine texting her. But something happened specifically for me to be like, what's she up to?
I guess it's just, I mean, you could be reminded of somebody and want to say hi, I guess. But it just depends on how things ended. Like, is this person just coming up out of the blue, like, all the time? Like, you guys were kind of seeing each other and they disappear and then they come back.
But a submarine doesn't do that, so I guess by default, no.
Well, yeah. I think
that would be a hover.
100% of the people who submarined and then returned to the surface were literally things didn't end well or things weren't going well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back around.
I think that's the negative connotation, but there has to be a positive connotation of like, yeah, that was a beautiful moment. We had a good time and yo, it was what it was. But every now and then you'd be like, but could it be it was what it is versus it was what it was?
So like it was like a timing thing.
Yeah. And come on, we've all been in situations where like timing wasn't just right, or you know, at one point we just got busy, because people get busy. We've talked about that, and you have different schedules. And it wasn't like it was a bad thing; it just didn't click all the way.
Yeah, that's true. But then it doesn't feel like a submarine. If we got busy and then we hit each other up later when we're not busy anymore, mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like that submarine thing where it's like, hey, you know, I'm still here, but I did disappear, and I don't know.
I guess it depends on the, like, I'm thinking like annoying submarine, like gotcha. You.
Yeah, that guy that hits you up every 3 to 6 months just to be like,
right.
Hey, remember me?
Right.
He probably has
still here.
Liquid courage. I'm
still available.
Or he's like following your Instagram or something and just like, I think she's single and ready to mingle.
She's gotten over me. Let me be annoying. Another one I thought was the I'm bored text, when somebody just like says, hey, mm-hmm. like for no, like they just wanted to talk to somebody.
Right.
I think that's really annoying.
Yeah, because it's basically they were bored and they had nothing better to do. Mm-hmm. And they went through their Rolodex of messages. And maybe they even sent out a group message.
Who responds first?
Not in a group message, but to many, many people. Like, hey, 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 and see who responds.
Yeah, and it couldn't, I mean, girls can do that too.
Right.
There's nothing, there's not like one-sided. Dr. J, have you ever done that?
I might be even guilty of sending a complete text message to multiple people that is exactly the same.
Mm. Copy and paste.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. J.
Sorry.
You know,
it applies to many people.
So Kara, my previous co-host, she actually said that when she was single, she would like put together the perfect text message, save it in her notes. And I actually do this if I like have something like I really want to say, I'll save it in my notes and edit it and tweak it and like think, leave it and then come back to it and be like, all right, this is what I'm sending. And she would like make this perfect text and send it out to several guys and see who responded first when she was single for 7 years.
Right.
I think that's great.
I can't act like I haven't done that.
I don't
as
know
well.
If it's right or wrong, but
if it feels right, it can't be wrong. And just like the most modern day poet, Little Weezy says, like her and we like her too, and that we're going to scroll down our contacts and text every girl in the world. So wow. I understand that sometimes you just
poetic.
Yeah, you just got to do it.
I like that. Okay, so then the booty call text. So I thought after 10 p.m. was like, especially like on a work day, it's like, what do you want? We're not going to hang out right now, because I like to be given notice. But Dr. J thought it should be after 12.
Well, I think that at 10 o'clock, you could still squeeze in a movie or a conversation or talk, or you literally just had gotten done with work, gym, dinner, whatever, and you're like, hey, I still have a little bit of time to hang out and actually make this evening valuable. Mm-hmm. But I think like after 12 is the time when, you know, it sometimes, you know, you have maybe some people that text each other and they're like, hey, you want to come over? And, you know, that's like the convenient thing for some mm-hmm. people. But if it happens repeatedly, even if you're down, it kind of starts to feel like, oh, is this all I'm good for? You know, have you lost the interest of like maybe inviting me out once?
Yeah, you can like let me know. Like, I'm not your last fucking resort. Yeah. Like, I personally don't.
And
like
I feel
that.
Like it feels like the last resort when mm-hmm. it's 12 or especially 2 a.m.
It's like, no,
when all the clubs close at 2 a.m., I will not respond, because that is the completely, I did not get laid, are you available right now? Text message? No.
I would say respond in the morning. Be like, sorry, I was occupied.
No, I don't even respond at all.
Dude.
Or not. I don't know. I don't feel like I need to explain myself anymore, because a lot of people were like, well, why don't you let them know that how you feel? And maybe then, you know, they'll get on their feet and they'll ask you out for a date. But I'm like, I'm done explaining myself. I'm done basically raising people mm-hmm. to my liking, because I think there's people out there that do understand how dating works. Actually.
I just think you shouldn't like even give them that much detail. I would just be like the next day, like, oh, sorry, I was asleep. And eventually they'll get the point. Like, it's not worth it to go into detail.
I just didn't respond.
Yeah. Or just never respond and be like, or and block.
One time it actually happened multiple times. I'm sorry, you can't talk right now. You're in timeout.
It's like watching one of those those tables, the skee ball tables.
Right.
Those games are going back and forth.
Well, one time I actually had it where it happened several times. And at some point, I just started laughing at it because I'm like, really? You're this many years old and you're still doing it over and over and over again. It's not working. I'm not responding. And then one time it was like maybe clicking. It's like, hey, you want to hang out soon? And I'm like, yeah. And then still a couple of days later, no question like, hey, would you like to cook dinner or watch a movie on this day or go out or do mm-hmm. whatever you want, walk at the park. I don't care. It never happened. So the week after or the week after that didn't work, they finally were like, hey, just let me know when you get some free time and we'll do something. And then it almost sounded like I'm the one who's not available, you know? And so I wrote right back. I said, whenever you're ready to actually plan a date, let me know. And then they got it. And they were like, oh, okay. So when are you available? Because I'm apparently so busy that I never have time at 2 a.m., you know? And so I was like, well, I'm available. It was maybe a Thursday or something. I'm like, I'm available next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And they're like, oh, my God, that's so far from now. And I'm thinking, wow, that is enough time to actually plan something.
Very true.
But I did tell them the 3 days. They never asked me out on a date. So wow. It still didn't work. So I feel like I don't need to explain myself. I'll just have a date with someone who actually asked me out for the week after.
I like that. Makes sense. The booty call text, golly, it's such a, in my opinion, just from my coaching standpoint, not my personal standpoint. It's interesting because, for instance, I'll work sometimes 16 hours a day. And so when I finally wind down, if you're in my like atmosphere, I wouldn't say if you're just like a rando because that's a submarine, right? But if you're kind of in my orbit and I hit you up at like 9:30, 10-ish, that's probably when I'm like having a downtime and like you're an ideal person to have a nightcap with. I'm not saying I want to blow your back out, but I will. I'm just saying I would like to maybe have coffee or a drink or just maybe just shoot the shit. Now, if you come over in some yoga pants or a sundress, then yo, what happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's always a booty call. I think it could be just, yo, this is when I'm free. Secondly, I do think the booty call text has evolved. Like, I start my booty call text the day or two before, like, before I want to actually, like, pull the trigger. Because my first couple of text messages are just, like, really kind of engaging, very specific, either what's happening on their social media page, something we talk about. And then, you have a relationship. It's almost like foreplay. And then when I'm ready, then I'll be like, hey, what you up to? You want to hang out? And then the wall is down. There's even no question about it. And they're like, yeah.
BBC is strategic.
And you know, I might bite because they're right there. That's the kind of message I would have liked. I would have liked to talk maybe up front for a little while.
Well, it shows
like
more interest.
It doesn't seem like I haven't seen you in 2 weeks and then you text me at 2 a.m.
Right. But a good point to what you said. Definitely dudes always plan. And two things. One, because you need to call people out in their bluff, too, because girls, y'all do that all the time. Like, yeah, I'm definitely want to hang out. And then all of a sudden when the dude gets specific, y'all like, yeah, I actually was joking. I'm just used to people not following through. So I would always say as a guy, definitely always plan something specific. It's so easy just to be like, let's go to this place at this time because they have dank tacos or this food or whatever. Like, that's so easy. And two, when a girl wants to plan down the road, like next week or the week after, accept that. You never know. She may have a wax appointment the day before, and that's why she wants to wait before, you know, her wax appointment and then hang out with you. She want to be all ready for you. So don't ever get turned off if she pushes away, because that is a positive
sign.
Yeah,
we have some maintenance to do here.
Hell yeah.
Every now and then.
And you know what? I go to France, so I'm okay with all natural at times. Or
well, some people also
slate.
Have that time of the month. You know?
Oh, yeah, whatever you that know? Is. Yeah, I have I don't have that problem because I have like this thing that's in my like arm. So I don't
bleed. You have an implant?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm kidding. I don't have a cycle. I don't have a cycle at all anymore.
I think it's totally normal to schedule things just because people are so busy.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's
well, and it's
not a bad
funny
thing.
Because I don't. You know, there's like friends. Like even last week, there were 4 birthdays and my son had some events and all this stuff. So it seems crazy to people that I want to plan a week or two ahead,
mm-hmm.
but it really is that tight, you know?
Yeah.
Because I mean, work and I have other projects going on and everything.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I like my calendar.
Yeah.
Especially with somebody you don't really know. You're like, okay, well, like, what's priority right now?
Yeah.
You're probably like...
Yeah, the lowest.
And I want to look good in my hair. I might not wash my hair like, that day. I'm going to wash it like 2 days before.
Do I really want to like shower right now and get ready and shave my legs? Or do I want to like eat Chinese food in bed and watch Netflix?
Yeah.
It's a really tough choice to make.
That's why you got to start the booty call text a couple of days earlier.
Yeah, so I can shave my legs. Yeah.
And because you know what you really, you want her to be prepared. And one of my good friends always says a good thing because I manscape like for sure. And but sometimes I don't want to, but sometimes I just got to manscape just in case. And if you're a girl out there and you're hanging out with the dude or dude's hitting you up, just in case, go ahead and just shave your underarms just in case.
Wise words from BBC.
Thanks. I'm here for you, ladies.
Okay.
The funny thing is also like sometimes you're not in the mood, you know, like last week, I think I canceled 2 dates. Because I really wanted to go salsa dancing with my friends. And it's weird because, you know, I hadn't been seeing anyone. So, you know, I should have been excited about going on a date, but I really didn't feel like it. I just wanted to go dancing and go home and go to sleep and then go to work. So
I think that's a good place to be in.
It's a great place to be in.
I like that.
I'm like emotionally stable. Is that what it means?
Yes.
Finally, yes.
You
it only
are.
Took 15 years.
Okay. And I think this is one of the more annoying ones. The vague blowing off text. So I think, like, I've heard this from a lot of my friends where the guy kind of wants to make plans and then he, like, last minute doesn't really, like, follow up. He's just like, let's hang out tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. And then the time comes and then he's like, I'm canceling. Or, oh, wait, I got busy. And that happened to a couple of my friends in the last couple of months. I don't know if that's a thing.
Are these the same friends, like, from a previous episode that they're the type of person that once you spend a lot of time with them and then get busy, they're like, oh, he must hate me now because he's not spending time with me? Are those same type friends?
No, I don't think so. I think these are just like fuck boys. That they're...
Well, I think that that's the same kind of person that can't make plans to begin with. Like, let's hang out soon, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's plan a date. And I'm still waiting for the actual day and the plan, you know? Well,
let's really be honest. If a lot of your communication is via text and you're getting blown off via text and you're not picking up the phone or stuff like that, then, I mean, how far and how committed is the situation in the first place?
Yeah. Set your standards. I mean, is this the kind of, like, is this the way you want to be treated? Like, my advice to my friends is just, like, you need to, like, not talk to this person.
That's always her answer. Her answer is just don't talk to them.
Yeah, it's
just
a waste of time. Them, like, I mean, you can't.
Get rid of them. Dump them. Dump them.
And then if you accept that behavior, they're just going to keep pushing. And it's like nobody has time for that.
Yeah, but they're all kind of similar.
No, not they're really. Not.
That's a easy. Lot of them are. And she's just like, no. But it's funny because she, when I was emotionally more unstable, she kept telling me this.
Like, I was like, block.
Why are you talking to them? Block them. Block them. And I'm like, that's pretty extreme. But then I started really like blocking people.
It helps because girls get over things a lot faster than guys. We like really dwell on it. We dwell on it for like a week, but it's like intensely dwelling. But then but then it's like 2 weeks later, we're fine. Guys, it takes them a minute to circle back around and be like, wait, I'm upset. At first, I was like,
oh my God, that's such a sexist statement.
No, it's true.
It's funny.
they
need a little bit more time to think, to realize what happened.
Well, it's like with a breakup. The guy, he is first is like, oh, I'm free. And then it takes like a little bit. And then they're like,
that's
wait. It's just people process things differently. Yeah. Not all the time, but it's just,
it's
common.
It's a stereotype for a reason.
Yeah. So I think like when you start feeling better and then somebody texts you, it like kind of messes up your world. Like, why let that back in? Then you have to get over it all over again.
Yeah.
It's such a waste of time.
It's
like
true.
they're garbage. Like, bye.
Yeah.
Man, again, sitting here, because I'm sitting on the outside and Lael and Dr. J are across from each other. And it's the word is air hockey, one of those air hockey tables that go back and forth or ping pong. But that's how I feel right now. So many
are you
truths.
Missing Chaz right now?
I do. And I didn't know until last minute that Chaz wasn't going to be on this particular episode.
And Chaz is here. He's just producing.
Yeah, he's producing. But this is the time when I need someone. To like make eye contact, at least to stay strong.
Chaz, can you make eye contact with BBC?
Thank you.
But the eye contact was like with a raised eyebrow and a smirk.
It was like, man, I ain't in this.
He's kind of like, I don't have to deal with this right now.
If it's all the same, that means the pool of candidates that you're looking for is all the same. You're going to the same places. And let's be honest, I tell all my guy friends, meet your girls in Target or Target for the fancy people. Starbucks, the grocery store, cycle or yoga
but
class.
You know what? That's those are the five places to meet girls. Interesting that you bring that up because a lot of people, when I talk about my Bumble profile and my experience, they're all like, why do you have to be on Bumble? Like, you don't need Bumble. And then I'm like, do you really want me to
Bumble's entertaining.
To meet guys at Story at 4 a.m. every night? Is that my dating pool? No, thank you. I mean, I'm sure there's great people there too. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to generalize anyone, but I would like to broaden my dating pool, and Bumble does that. It has everybody on there.
Yeah, no. You know? Yeah, I mean, there's great tools out there for.
And I don't like
people.
To be hit on at the grocery store. Go away.
Well, yeah, usually I look like busted at the grocery store.
I me too. I'm in my pajamas. My child is pulling on my hair. Like, no.
It's like I look
hit
rough.
On girls. I said it's a place. It's to meet. Like, it's all got to be natural.
No
first
one's
going to
meet me at the grocery store. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm off.
You say that.
But you know, that's so funny you say that. A lot of guys have said that. I've heard so many guys
say that. You say that, but those are the times where, like, it's. I was in Sprouts the other day, and I saw a friend talking to a random person in the aisle, and I was just like, that's kind of cute. And they were just talking about common interests. She's a real estate agent, and he was looking to, you know, set a foundation of some sort, I'm assuming, because I was kind of eavesdropping.
No pun intended.
I'm not going to lie. But, like, it just those places where we operate in
unless
our norm.
You grab the same random pesto that I buy every week, I'm not going to talk to you.
What is it
I'm
that you
run.
Buy?
Julia's like, yeah. I don't want to talk.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it on the show.
Abort.
Otherwise,
did you say pasta?
They'll be lining
pesto?
Up
the pesto.
They'll be lining up at HEB, like all at the pesto brand. Next time I go shopping.
Oh my god, I look homeless. And Target is right here, so I'm like always at Target. I've been there.
I
drunk.
Love that Target.
I've been there half asleep.
Are we talking about Target?
Yes,
Target.
The one magical Target on San Felipe. I love
which
it.
Which is where? Yeah,
Target.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite Target in the land. But no, but that's your, and this is what I tell people all the time. Like, if you're willing and able to put yourself out there to a virtual stranger, and by virtual, I mean through virtual reality or your phone, and somebody just so happens to approach you when you're in your element that is in your neighborhood, literally right there, and you can't hold a conversation or be open to the fact, then like, shame on you, and literally shame on you, because it takes a lot of guts and gumption for in real life for someone to say, hey, you look cute, or you smell good, or hey, I want to try that
don't
brand.
Don't tell me my hair smells good at the grocery store, you creep.
Okay, be a creep, gentlemen. Sometimes that level of creepy is also when somebody be like, you know, he was nice.
But you know what?
I've done that, and a girl said, hey, take my number.
Let me tell you something. The most flattering compliments that are the most detailed and flattering, because you're like, oh, this person really paid attention to what brands I like, what I eat, how my hair smells, how I look when I'm not put together, or any of those detailed things about me. It's so flattering. It's so intimate. But those guys were not saying that you are one of them. But those guys turned out to be the biggest psychopaths that I've ever dated. The ones that pick out the best compliments are just the biggest creeps.
Again, there's levels to everything. And I always tell you guys that I don't believe in absolutes. So I don't say always or never.
No.
So, of course, but then again.
No blanket statements.
Yeah, we don't like them.
No.
This is a lot to think about.
Yeah,
right.
But Dr. J on the mic, it's a great perspective. But I just feel like in this world where it's so hard to meet people and stick with people, like you got to be able to interact in real life, where we used to do back in the day before MySpace, then Facebook, and then now these dating apps. And like those, it's great. It's so great. But like we talked about a couple of episodes ago, like dating in itself is almost a farce because we're still pretending and we wanted the power of persuasion and manipulation and all that type of stuff. So if you can have a natural encounter, man, go for it. For instance, I met a girl the other day at a taco truck, and I was just like, you're just too hot to pay for that quesadilla, so I'm going to pay for it for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm easily lured with food, so that might have worked on me.
No, girls like to eat.
I like food. I mean, yeah. I just can't.
I think if you have like an open mind and you don't, you just go with it, I think you can't go wrong. If you get like, it's all about like your gut and your feeling. If they're being creepy, right. like, and you feel like they're being creepy, you know, abort exactly. mission. But if they're yes. being nice and it's pleasant and, yeah, you know, whatever.
I also make great friends. I actually made a friend at a bar that I was eating at the other day. And we were all supposed to meet there, but my girls kind of scattered all over town. But I was like particularly wanting that type of food that day. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the bar, eat it, and then I'm going to meet them later. And I met a great person. We had a bunch of mutual friends. And I thought it was like one of the greatest meetings ever. And I kind of kidnapped him and took him to all the other places we went.
It was fun.
And I feel like I made a good friend. So that's also cool.
That's cool.
Are you just going to keep him in the friend zone?
Yes.
I'm shaking my head. I'm shaking my head right there just for you guys to know. It's fine. I'm glad you made a friend.
Yes. I hope he likes it too. I don't know. But what's your problem?
You know my problem. It is a problem. Thank you to all my female friends who've kept me in the friend zone. I really appreciate you.
BBC is holding a coffee and a red wine, and this.
He can't decide which one to sip on.
I'm drinking from both of them. I'm double fisting, and this is the classic double fist. This is a tall white mocha with an extra shot of espresso, and this is a Pinot Noir, and it's Mayome, which is a twist top. And I just think most wine should be twist tops, especially at home, because ain't nobody got time to pop these corks. Ain't nobody got time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I love all of this. Before we wrap this episode up, I would like to say that I was doing a bit of research, and I listened to another podcast, and the girls on the podcast were talking about relationships. And, you know, they're like 22 years old, they're younger, and they were talking about, they were saying that they were super annoyed with the quote, "Time heals all." So I thought that was interesting, because I do kind of think time can heal a lot of things. It just depends on what it is. So I just wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
I'll let you go, Julie. I'm going to let you finish. But first, Beyonce had the best. No, I want to say this. Again, I don't say blanket statements. So time heals all is a very, very specific statement. That's all I want to start with. And I'll let the ping pong match begin. And I'll chime in when I can.
I'm behaving right now. I'm letting you finish your sentence.
I'm done now.
Yeah, I don't like cutting people off. I'm just really excited about what I'm going to say, and I'm afraid that I'm going to forget what I'm about to say. So I just jump right
this
in.
This is a conversation. But I know it's rude.
That's a good cover.
No, I don't want to. I do like listening to people, though. So, you know, I'm kind of like squirrel.
Yeah.
But I think that is a blanket statement, and it cannot apply to everything. Obviously. I said earlier when we talked about it, people like who lose children, they're screwed on the head forever. I have never met a person who lost a child who was able to get over that. You can't, you know? And there's certain things and traumas that you can't get over, but maybe the stuff that they were talking about.
Oh, this is just relationships.
They totally need to let go.
Child, I guess, you know, is a relationship.
They need to let go, and I think they're making things bigger than they are.
It was like a relationship 4 years ago, and she's like, it still hurts. And I was like, you should. Yeah, I mean, the best way to get over somebody is under somebody and date several people. So you need to, like,
under somebody.
And she's like, I haven't dated. And I was like, what have you been
exactly.
doing?
No, I also think that you have to learn to suppress certain things. Even if you think about that relationship and it still stabs the way it ended, the way you felt, whatever the thing is that triggers you, you have to learn to suppress it. Now, there are moments when you can look back and appreciate the learning experience and appreciate the pain, because without pain, you wouldn't be able to appreciate the highs in life and the good things that you're.
Well, you have to go through these things to learn who you are and what you weren't, what you want. And then you have to learn how to deal with it. Okay, that didn't work out, but I'm not going to sit here and fixate on it.
But I'm telling you, I have been in an emotionally unstable state before where all these things seemed so much bigger than they were.
Yeah.
Now looking back, I can laugh.
Oh yeah, when
but
you're in it,
then,
it's awful.
When you're in it, it felt very real. So I'm not gonna judge people.
Yeah.
you know, maybe have a different kind of coping mechanism.
Oh, when you're in the middle of something, everything is your, the way you think is just screwed up. So I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying when it's like years later, I was just like, but I mean, you should move on. That sucks to be dwelling on something for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, that shouldn't even matter. You're young. You have your whole life ahead of you. But you don't know that. The, you know, they always say, like, youth is wasted on the young.
It really is.
Perchance. I think the most appropriate phrase would be, time numbs most things.
Oh, perfect. Ooh, I like that.
That was so good.
Yeah. I think that's the best phrase for it.
Yeah.
Because
let's make that a hashtag.
A lot of times you don't know that something can still affect you until somehow it resurfaces. Either A, a submarine text, or B, a similar situation, or C, you're watching Broad City and you're like, that Jewish girl actually hurt me a little bit. Let me text her to see if she'll respond to me so then I can tell her, I'm not interested in you no more.
Yeah.
Because the numbness fell away.
No,
yeah, of course. And that's not the case. So if you're listening, I still love you. nothing. So it's just that I think that's what it is. Because sometimes we don't know. We do a really good job of compartmentalizing ourselves, trying to get over, getting under people if you're a female.
Guys can do that too.
Yeah, well, trust me, if I'm on that's a good situation. But you know, you never really know. You actually really don't know. And sometimes you feel like you've come through it because something challenged you or something happened and you realize, oh, it doesn't affect me like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful place to be in. But you know, every now and then, man, we're humans and something just comes out of nowhere and you're like, wow. And you literally get to the point where sometimes it pushes you to almost a nervous breakdown because you're like, wow, I still had something there. Yeah. And I've suppressed it so much that I thought I was over it, but really I just didn't deal with it. Mm-hmm. And so you never know. So sometimes it takes you to go to the brink of almost like flipping the F out. Mm-hmm. And so that you can be like, you know what, that actually isn't worth me going there ever again. So let me deal with it. So I would say, especially for young people, I'm assuming that podcast you were talking of had a lot of young people.
It was
people
like
on it
was something basic. It's featured on Spotify and it's like these YouTubers are like 22 years old.
Oh yeah. So yeah, for them, man, they're probably gonna be dealing with let me say this too. I didn't realize that relationships, as a guy at least, because like you just said earlier, sometimes it takes guys longer to realize these relationships hurt us. I didn't realize that I was hurt by relationships until like later on in life, like things that I just casually, like my first love and yada yada. I just didn't even realize that I was actually emotionally affected by them until later on in life. And I was just like, actually, I think this is trauma for me not dealing with the fact that
you should definitely go through your emotions like immediately and like let it all out and just get it out there, because suppressing it, like you said, and I think maybe guys do this because they're taught to not share their emotions.
About this one time when we said that girls, you know, they get together and they analyze the crap out of everything and they talk about it and they give each other advice and they ad nauseum, you know, and maybe guys don't sit down and go through the 10 stages of grief together because it's not socially accepted to do that. So maybe it's harder for guys to get over something because they have to learn to accept that the 10 stages of grief exist and they're okay.
First of all, I don't think girls are going through the actual book of 10 stages of grief either. But no, we don't talk about it early on. But now, me and my guy friends, we talk about it a lot. And mainly,
that's good.
I'm mainly the one that's championing it because I usually am the like more emo person, but I try to like be more like a little bit higher, a little bit thinking at it in a different way because I don't want to tell guys, hey guys, let's have an emotional conversation, okay? Everybody ready? Put your emotions on the table. Let's talk about it. So I try not to do that. But yeah, we talk about it now at a high level, but we don't get feely about it. We just address it in a logical way, you know?
Right.
We don't be like, man, how does that make you feel? And then we don't hug afterwards.
I think it's important to do that. You should talk about it and like let yourself feel.
No, that's why I'm like saying it's such more socially acceptable for us girls. We like literally get together. I will cry in my girl's arms. And like the other day I had a meltdown. Okay, I don't know if I should say this on the air.
You're about to say, don't tell anybody. Yes. I'm like, you're on the podcast.
We're telling no one. Trust us. Just speak slowly in the microphone. And this is just between us, okay?
Yeah, between
this is how
us.
Intimate this is,
between
though.
Us, there was an incident that triggered me. There were several triggers that night. And I literally had a meltdown at Aura. Aura Houston.
Oh, the club meltdown.
Shout out to Aura. Yes, I was on the patio. I had tears in my eyes. My girls hugged me. And it was about literally nothing. It was about nothing. I had that moment and I felt vulnerable and I cried and, you know, it just happened.
That happens. I mean, I've had a meltdown here and there.
That's a small patio too.
It's a small one. Everyone saw it. No, nobody saw it because it's so small. And yeah, but you know what? It was okay. I went through that and the next morning it was like, oh. Sorry for the drunk texts, you know.
Oopsies. That was an accident.
Oopsie. My bad. Minute.
Who's you drunk text? A dude or your friends?
No, my friends were there.
Oh, so you did drunk text, dude.
Yes.
So life happens both ways. Sometimes girls do it to guys. So, gentlemen, when you ever feel
we
bad.
Oh, drunk text, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Copying and pasting your text message to 10 girls. It's okay. Girls do it, too.
We're honest. I mean, guys and girls, same thing. We all have our.
So what I wanted to say is we didn't talk about Valentine's Day at all.
Oh, well, this is about love and things of the heart, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But also, how do you feel about Valentine's Day?
Again,
I like it.
If it's in two weeks, then I'm going to tell you how I feel.
Well, you also have a Valentine's Day date. Like, y'all.
This is true.
I have a crazy story about Valentine's Day.
Pressure.
Let's hear it.
Well, I have multiple, but I'll tell this one. Like, it was like a long time ago, maybe about 10 years ago. And I'm just living my life like it's golden. And some girl hits me up. And she's like, hey, what are you doing next Tuesday? I'm like, man, nothing. Like, what do you want to do? She was like, well, let's go out. And I was like, perfect. Let's go out. Because I've been was trying to get this girl back into like rotation. I mean, in my life. So wow. I meant like
no, it's
back into my life. I missed her. And so I was like, for sure. And I was like, let's go to like, she's like, let's go to sushi. And I was like, perfect. And she was like, let's go to this specific sushi place. And I was like, let's do it. And so it was like a week in advance, kind of like what we talked about earlier. So she planned in advance. I'm like, this is great. Turns out that was Valentine's Day.
Yeah. She didn't even like acknowledge that it was Valentine's Day.
No, I believe she knew it was Valentine's Day. I didn't
she
know.
She trapped you into
I
a Valentine's Day date.
I literally didn't
she
know
wanted
what
to
it
get
was.
Back into rotation.
You were, no, she wanted a Valentine's Day date. She didn't want to be alone on Valentine's Day and she trapped
Hello,
you.
Hello,
Valentine's
Day.
She was like, the only way I'm going to get back in your rotation is you treat me right on February 14th. But
it's
of
like
course,
three course dinner.
Yeah,
at
I
a
did.
Nice place.
Yeah, it really was. I didn't
they
even
were
know
heart
it.
Balloons and
yeah,
candles.
Those menus are not cheap on Valentine's
they
Day.
Were not, but I just didn't know it. That's how I am about Valentine's Day, unless I'm in a relationship and I like to be the person that does the extra, like give you a big teddy bear, and flowers to your job. And I want you to feel special. Yes, unless you take care of them. Like it's not rose petals because that's just so overplayed.
They're better than dust catchers.
What? I don't know what that means. What is a dust catcher?
A teddy bear.
That's not a
dust. It catches dust.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know girls that still cuddle their stuffed animals.
They like dust mites.
Ew.
Okay, can you stop?
I will. I'm
sorry,
glad I don't have
sorry,
any stuffed
I hate
animals.
Stuffed animals. Don't give me any. Anybody out there?
I mean, you know, you can't clean them.
But,
I mean,
but then
they're not
soft and cuddly anymore.
I mean, if you use Downy. I mean, come on.
Hey, Downy, what
if
you're a sponsor?
Yeah, right.
What if you're a sponsor?
Hell yeah.
Drop some money on this.
But yeah, so like that's what I think about Valentine's. It's a great holiday. It's a great corporate holiday. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Hey, so I actually researched this. I'm not even getting into it.
But isn't Saint
Valentine?
It was like a pagan type situation.
So
like most of our American holidays.
So how I felt a few years ago when I was very emotionally vulnerable was Valentine's Day is a big deal. If you're alone and blah blah blah, I felt like you have failed in life and you should have a date. And if you don't have a date, you should at least have a really good girlfriend that's also single. You guys should go out and just like, you know, have fun because you're ignoring the fact that you don't have a Valentine's Day date. That's how my mindset was at the time. And I had planned a Valentine's Day dinner. I had presents and everything for one of my best friends.
Oh, that's nice.
But at the time, she was just getting into this new relationship. Mm-mm. And I don't think I think she felt bad for me because she never canceled plans, but she kind of wanted to go to Valentine's Day dinner with her new boyfriend, mm-hmm. which makes sense, you know, for a new discovered love. You want to spend time with them, but then you have your emotionally unstable girlfriend that is counting on you to be there for them. And it was just a disaster. It was an absolute disaster because I had planned a Galentine's Day date with my friend and her boyfriend had planned Valentine's Day dinner with her. So it ended up being just really, really sad. And I can laugh about it because it was retarded. You know, it's just a day.
Yeah.
Are y'all still friends, you and her?
Yeah, we're still really best friends, really.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But I think it's funny how much emphasis I put on that day at the time.
Mm-hmm. I never really cared about it that much, personally. But I get that. And I think it's good to have like a good group of like single friends that you could do something fun with and like make light of it.
No, in 1 year I was dating a guy who was really, really pretending. Or no, I don't think he was pretending. He really thought he was being serious, but he can only do one thing at a time. So what? His professional life picked up and he just was completely poof out of the picture because he was so busy focusing on work and his career. So he forgot it was Valentine's Day. And I literally just was like, okay, this is proof that you're not thinking about me at all.
Not true. You can't forget Valentine's Day now.
No, you can't.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, no,
you
I know.
You can't go to a grocery store, a gas station.
No, literally he was anything. Off the grid.
Oh, because he was the international.
He did it on purpose.
The
no,
international
he, no, it, no, it was actually off. He was off the grid. He got rid of his phone. It was like he was basically in like boot camp, you know? And I still think he could have. If you can't do a couple of things at a time, because guess what? I have a career. Mm-hmm. I'm a single mom. I'm doing like a million things, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like if you can't even focus on your career and remember that it's Valentine's Day with this woman that you think you're going to maybe spend the rest of your life with, I think you can't multitask. And that's part of being a significant other. You have to be able to multitask.
That's a block.
But y'all was like, you don't need that guy anymore. Block him. Block him.
That's great advice.
Like, y'all was just like, if anything happens, if anything comes up, the easiest thing is to block.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you forgot something? Because, like, that's the only thing that people, like, you literally are like, nothing you say matters.
Yeah. No, because he was basically like, oh, well, it was just a few months where I had to really buckle down. And then I was going to be everything you ever wanted. And I'm like, if you can't be everything I ever wanted during tough times, then you can't go through tough times in a relationship.
We need to have like just
newsflash.
Podcasts about like the guys that you date. Because it pisses me off. No.
Yeah. I'm not going to be Dr. on that
J's,
show.
Dr. J's dates.
That's when I'm going to take
like
my 10, vacation.
15 minute special boss. On the podcast.
Yeah. It could be just a monologue or a long essay.
You know what? Screw you. Screw you. Maybe I'll write a book and publish it myself.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear that's popular.
The Chronicles of Dr. J.
Yeah, then I can call myself an author and be fancy.
Pretty much you can call yourself whatever you want.
Fancy.
Author / Bubble Squad /
Author, Bubble Squad,
doctor.
Hold my pasties, please. Oh, I'm also a doctor, by the way. Hey,
real,
guess what? No,
a
side
real
note.
Life doctor.
Side note. A guy went on my Instagram, and he didn't even follow me. That's how offended he was that my page is private, and that I don't have enough followers. And he's like, "You can't have a business page private because you're doing all these promos and stuff." And I was like,
"Who was it?"
A guy. And I was laughing at him because I was like, this is not my main career. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I am a doctor.
Most doctors don't post pictures of a lot of things.
Yes, I am a doctor and I have to keep my page private for professional reasons. And also, this is not my main income, like
you're
all these promos and everything. I'm not an Instagram model. I'm not an Instagram personality. I'm not an influencer. So the people that follow me are important enough for me to post the promos, but it has nothing to do with me trying to like get a huge thing out of Instagram. It was so funny. And I'm like, no, this is actually, I'm a doctor most of the time. Newsflash.
I'm not a doctor, but I did stay at a holiday. Nope. Okay. So are we in favor of the Valentine's holiday or nah, I guess.
Oh, yeah. We should say yay or nay before we make our announcement.
I like Valentine's Day.
So you are a fan of it?
Yeah, for sure. It's cute. Even though I'm like a...
I like chocolate.
An asshole sometimes, but I...
So
I want to get chocolate.
I just don't want teddy bears.
No, so
teddy
of the Valentine's days that you've lived,
I like
through,
roses, like red ones, like a huge bouquet.
I like white roses. Jeez.
I like red roses again, a lot of them.
Yes, you guys got 2 weeks, okay? So of the Valentine's Day that you've lived to, give me the percentage of positive ones. Is it 40%? Is it 80%? Is it 60%? Like, what's the percentage for you,
so
Dr. J?
Most of my dating life, I would say 90% of my dating life.
It's been positive Valentine's.
I was in a terrible relationship.
Have been terrible
so they have
experiences.
Been terrible Valentine's
but
days.
But you still
because,
love the holiday.
Because you know how they say, like, when you go on vacation, when you're with your husband or your significant other, it brings out the worst in you.
It does?
Yeah. Actually,
I will never go on vacation with my husband.
Yeah, great. When you go on vacation, it brings out the worst in you because usually you're busy with daily activities, projects, kids, whatever. But on vacation, you're trapped together and you actually figure out that you hate each other, maybe, or that you're annoyed with each other. And that's usually what happens to a lot of couples on vacations. They argue. They finally have time to discuss all the things that have been bothering them. And that's what happens. So I feel like Valentine's Day for the most of my life has been the same way. Because even when I was in a relationship, I was kind of like expecting a lot because I do like romance and it just like fell short.
It's because it's high. Anytime you have high expectations and they're not met, mm-hmm. you're disappointed. So just don't have any expectations.
What's your percentage?
Oh, I don't really like expect. So I'm pretty neutral, I guess.
You still have to answer the percentage question.
My percentage is like, I think 75%.
Of positive?
Positive, yeah.
Whoa.
That's
good.
A huge.
That's 3/4 of positivity versus 10%.
I like cringe when I think about Valentine's Day. It makes me cringe.
I either get chocolate from my friends or like I get taken to dinner or I just go to sleep. I don't know.
Which is also a positive experience. Like
yes, that. Sleep is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I just like that.
What about you, BBC?
When I do remember that it's that day.
when he remembers the 3 times out of 10 that he remembers that it was Valentine's.
I would have to say. Well, for the most part, it doesn't, like, I don't really recognize it as a national holiday or whatever it is. Like, I really don't, mainly because I'm just a romancer. I'm a great dater. Like, that day is just, that's easy for me. Boom, if I'm in a situation. I find myself having rando situations, if anything, more than anything. So, I mean, I don't know. I'll just say 50-50 just because it's a coin toss.
I like it.
Thanks.
Neutral.
Yeah.
This has been great. And I really like this episode already. I would like to make a few announcements before we wrap this up. We are going to be doing I don't know if it's live, but we'll be doing a podcast at apartment 1825
in Houston downtown.
It's going to be in March. We haven't set the exact date, but we will be doing the podcast like in person. You can come by. We'll have a drink. It'll be fun.
That's awesome. 1825. You know what apartments are doing now? They're not even like coming up with new names. They're just giving the first few numbers of their address. So, yeah, I think the full apartment is 1825 San Jacinto, a mid-rise downtown. Super dope location. I'm looking forward to it myself.
Yes, it's beautiful. Rooftop pool. Hopefully we can do some stuff in the summer because I'm so over the winter.
Heck yeah. Same.
It'll be fun. So we will all be there. Chaz, Dr. J, Baby C, myself. We'll have pasties. It'll be fun.
Heck yeah.
Yay.
Any other announcements?
I'll wear pasties. Come.
Yo, Chaz.
Come
is
over.
Still, Chaz is
but
still
it is a corporate building,
deal.
So it's going to be rated PG.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I'm going to wear pasties, but I'm going to have a shirt on over it just to let you guys know. Chaz's deal is still coming up February the 21st. Did I?
22nd.
And it was one of those days before I go to Vegas. So it's going to be a perfect send-off for me going to Vegas. I do have an extra ticket. So unfortunately, you can't slide into my DMs right now because I'm not on Instagram right now.
I'm so annoyed with it.
Into the whole My Pacey's DMs if y'all want to get at me. And you can come with me. One lucky recipient will be able to come with me to Chaz's party before I go to Vegas, and what we do will stay here, maybe in Vegas.
I would hope that we can have a Hold My Pacies Please like event in Vegas. I would love to like just host you guys, just, you know, podcasters.
That'd be dope.
Be so much fun. All right, this has been great, guys. I'm excited for Valentine's Day.
I'm 50-50 about it.
I'm cringing.
She's negative.
Yeah. Why are you bringing it up again? Why?
I think she's about to break out in hives. Let's get out of here.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.